comprehension in the targeted language. Business world would not exist without agreements, contracts, and other formal written documents. Written content makes people safer from one side and more confident from another one. Safer because when written, it ensures approval. Creates more confidence. When presenting something, it gives safety to the speaker that the thoughts will not float away and there will be some keynotes to stick to. What is written comprehension? The better written comprehension skills one has, the better he is able to understand the content itself, the context, and maybe even read between the lines. Why is it important? Although many business meetings, pitching sessions, webinars, and other events take place online where people talk about their topics, it requires some written comprehension skills too. Number one, to access meetings, most online platforms give their instructions in English. Number two, knowing English will open new doors to your personal and professional growth as many courses, training, and huge amount of valuable information for your business can be found on the internet exactly in English. Number three, English is an international language and many other languages use anglicisms and specific terminology not only in business but also on a daily basis. Number four, when looking for new opportunities, you might find a lot of information. Critical thinking is one of the key aspects that will help you to avoid misleading content. Number five, if you have auditory memory, you will receive information better by hearing it. Keep in mind that spoken language rules in many cases do not match the written language rules. Written language is considered to be more formal, yet in informal settings it can contain abbreviations, emoticons, grammatically incorrect writing. To create a professional impression of your company, it is important to develop good written comprehension and expression skills. From stakeholders' and customers' point of view. Firstly, when a stakeholder or customer is looking for a specific product, service, or looking for information about your company, they are looking for clear directions. Therefore, for example, naming products, defining website sections is a skill that allows the second party to find what they are looking for. Secondly, if you are creating an advertisement, do some analysis of what your target audience is looking for and do your best to keep it concise and smart. Advertising is a pitch that will either be appealing to the potential customer or not. Thirdly, avoid using too many negative forms in the written communication. It will make you sound arrogant and unwilling to collaborate. Putting some idea in different words as a suggestion, for example, will look more inviting. Number four, avoid using too many and too specific emoticons. Firstly, if you choose to use emoticons, check its meaning. And some of them might have double meaning or it can even be false friend and mean something totally different in another culture. Also, using too many and or specific emoticons might look unprofessional, familiar and not serious. Remember that company content is not a chat with friends. Choose emoticons wisely. Number five, written content is a learning platform for some people. They read blogs, articles, social media content with a specific reason to expand their vocabulary and language knowledge. Therefore, before publishing, proofread the content. Also check the grammar. Sometimes a single full stop or comma may save life or avoid confusion. Number six, if you create a visual or video content, they too can contain written text. Use very concise, clear and short information, or sometimes even only keywords are sufficient. Remember to deliver a clear message to the target audience. And lastly, accessibility is one of the key elements in all types of content. The more accessible content you create, the larger reach it will get. WCAG guidelines will guide you through content accessibility rules for people with disabilities. Content marketing can lead to success. Semrush, which is a digital agency, has researched and summarized some key statistics about content marketing in 2023. Although it is mostly based on blog content, most of the tips can be used also for other types of content. For example, articles with images get 94% more views as opposed to those with no visuals. 71% of bloggers report using visuals as part of their marketing strategy. Video content is 50 times more likely to drive organic search traffic than plain text. 44% said improving the quality and value of their content has led to success. 42% said updating existing content has boosted their content marketing value. 41% said analyzing their competitors influenced the success of their strategy. And 40% said that creating more visual and video content improved their content marketing. Some useful tactics to reach larger audience. Researching and adding related keywords in addition to primary words. Analyzing and addressing customer questions in their blogs. Adding more visuals such as images and videos to blogs or other content. Doing in-depth search intent analysis before writing. And working on link building for their blog posts. And more statistics can be found on Semrush.com.